President Donald Trump, SOTA won't happen until after shutdown ends. By Michelle Moons on January 23, 2019. President Donald Trump will give the State of the Union address after the partial government shutdown ends. Trump pointed to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for inviting and subsequently disinviting him to give the State of the Union in the House of Representatives. As the shutdown was going on, Nancy Pelosi asked me to give the State of the Union address. I agreed, he wrote Wednesday night. She then changed her mind because of the shutdown, suggesting a later date. This is her prerogative. I will do the address when the shutdown is over. I am not looking for him. His message continued in a second tweet. Alternative venue for the SOTA address because there is no venue that can compete with the history, tradition and importance of the House chamber. I look forward to giving a great State of the Union address in the near future. The message came in contrast to one White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders gave Wednesday morning when she told Fox News, "The president will talk to the American people on January 29 as he does almost every single day." She had said they always like to have a plan B, but the president should be able to address the American people, whether he does that from the halls of Congress or whether he does that in another location. Wednesday marked day 33 of the partial federal government shutdown. President Trump offered Democrats another deal on Saturday. Pelosi immediately rejected the offer, while some rank-and-file Democrats seemed more eager to make a deal. The U.S. Senate has been working on a bill in line with the president's offer to include funding for part of a barrier at the southern border and reopen the government. The bill includes priorities Democrats have expressed to the administration. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.